speaking with a client yesterday who's part of the platinum level of membership in the Client Share Academy, where there's a monthly mentoring session on top of the gold, mentioned to me, well, as far as I'm concerned, all of the material and the content, the concepts that you cover around mindset in the Client Share Academy, he said it's as much about self-development in terms of what I'm getting out of it as it is about marketing. And after the mentoring call, I thought to myself, wow, that's fantastic, because it really is, selling is 80 to 90% mindset. We also teach you skills. We also give you systems to use and recommend the best of breed in different categories. But the skills of what to say, how to say, whilst important, don't matter if your team don't have the mindset around moral obligation and what's in it for the client to grow client share and do more with the firm. Also, on the system side of things, they can be armed with software and spreadsheets and checklists and templates. But again, it all means nothing if they don't have the mindset. So just wanted to share that. I was absolutely chuffed to hear the client say that, because you must develop your opportunity mindset and your vision of what it is that your firm provides to clients, and see your clients not as sets of accounts, as BASs, as I-returns and lodgements, but as families. Families that have hopes and aspirations for the future, and their hopes and aspirations that you've helped them clarify as their advisor, not as a traditional order taker that most people in this industry are. And then you're helping them get there. I personally cannot think of anything more professionally rewarding than helping clients build a fantastic future for themselves and their family. And apart from that, the nice thing is the processional effect, the side effect, is greater revenue per client group. You can have a firm with far greater revenue and fewer clients, or you can keep client numbers the same and double and triple your revenue. That's just a mathematical fact. But if you do this process focused solely on revenue generation, you're missing the point. In my experience over the years, I've known a lot of successful people, some of which have sustained that, some of whom have been shooting stars. They've achieved heights of success financially and then plummeted, because I think deep down they were chasing the money. And I'm not saying money's not important. Money's right up there with oxygen as far as I'm concerned. You know, just try having a life that doesn't have enough of it and you can see what happens. So I'm not downplaying the importance of